news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Oi, Iowa. Blaming inconsistencies in reporting, the Iowa Democratic Party finally announced very, very late Monday night that it would release the results of the caucuses sometime Tuesday. When it became apparent there would be no winner declared, most of the candidates finally addressed their followers.
You probably heard we don't know the results.
So listen, it is too close to call.
The Iowa Democratic Party is working to get this result, get them straight.
And when those results are announced, I have a good feeling we're going to be doing very, very well here in Iowa.
So we don't know all the results. But we know by the time it's all said and done, Iowa, you have shocked the nation.
Sanders, Warren, and Buttigieg all claimed some sort of victory, though no one knows for sure. Biden, who reportedly finished a distant fourth, didn't. But his campaign is cautioning that the data released now is from other campaigns and, quote, don't paint a full picture. The action now moves to New Hampshire, where the candidates will debate Friday before voters head to the polls on Tuesday. A tech company affiliated with and funded by a Democratic digital nonprofit called Acronym was responsible for building the Iowa caucus app that contributed to delays in reporting the results. The app was reportedly developed by this secretive for-profit tech firm Shadow Inc., which has ties to and receives funding from Acronym. Shadow CEO Gerard Namira worked on Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. Shadow has also been paid for services by the Nevada Democratic Party and the presidential campaigns of former Vice President Joe Biden and former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, this according to Federal Election Commission filings. Congressman Adam Schiff, who led the Democrats' impeachment efforts against Donald Trump, wrapped up his closing arguments at the impeachment trial on Monday.
It may be midnight in Washington, but the sun will rise again. I put my faith in the optimism of the founders. You should too. They gave us the tools to do the job, a remedy as powerful as the evil it was meant to constrain, impeachment. They meant it to be used rarely, but they put it in the Constitution for a reason. For a man who would sell out his country for a political favor, for a man who would threaten the integrity of our elections, for a man who would invite foreign interference in our affairs, for a man who would undermine our national security and that of our allies, for a man like Donald J. Trump. They gave you a remedy, and they meant for you to use it. They gave you an oath, and they meant for you to observe it. We have proven Donald Trump guilty. Now do impartial justice and convict him. I yield back.
Senators heard about 4 hours of closing arguments. Next up, the senators themselves finally get to speak. Each senator is allotted 10 minutes on the floor to deliberate and share their thoughts around how they'll vote in the impeachment trial of Donald Trump. The trial is expected to end Wednesday when lawmakers will vote on whether to acquit Trump on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress or to remove him from office. The Republican majority is expected to remain largely unified in voting to acquit Trump. Now, Senator Joe Manchin, a so-called moderate Democrat from West Virginia, said Monday that the Senate should consider censuring Trump instead of removing him from office. Republicans, however, said that Mitch McConnell was unlikely to consider allowing a vote on censure. In other news, right-wing hate talker Rush Limbaugh announced Monday on his radio show that he had been diagnosed with advanced lung cancer. Over the weekend, former presidential candidate John Kerry made a lot of noise with the idea that he just might step in and run a campaign himself to stop Bernie Sanders. And then he used an F-bomb on Twitter to deny it. Nice. Okay, so Iowa caucuses Monday, still no results. Tuesday, Donald Trump's State of the Union address. So we have that to look forward to. Now, in a White House tradition, the president typically invites anchors from all the major networks to dine with him at the White House in advance of his State of the Union address. The lunch conversation is considered off the record, but it gives the anchors a sense of the president's state of mind before they anchor State of the Union coverage. But this year, CNN's anchors have been excluded from the lunch. Anderson Cooper and Wolf Blitzer attended last year's lunch. Blitzer has been attending these lunches longer than almost any other anchors. He's been going 20 years in a row. Now, journalists from the other networks are still planning on attending, according to sources at those networks. Quick note to American journalists, this is how you do it. British journalists staged a walkout of a briefing by UK government officials in protest after several of their colleagues were blocked from attending. Downing Street had invited certain reporters to a technical briefing on the UK's future relationship with the European Union post-Brexit. But other journalists also showed up. A security official told them they couldn't enter. And instead of allowing the group to be split up, all the reporters walked out. Yes, other members of the media praised the show of solidarity. Number 10 Downing Street did not respond to requests for comments, but other reporters said they were told by Boris Johnson's head of communications, quote, "We're welcome to brief whoever we like." Note the media's response. They hung together and said thanks, but no thanks. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. While you're there, please click on that donate button.